I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we give our mega church a tiny family feel. Ooh. We introduce you to members of our church staff, people from our community, and I find it to be a treat and a treasure. And per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome your friend and mine, Gray Haas.
I stan Abraham, rock me in the bosom, and give me a hand, Hallie. How are you?
Raising the roof. Oh, I am so blessed. I'm so ready to be here because today we are doing life
together, aren't we?
So this is a very extra special episode where Gray and I get caught up and fill you in
on personal lives.
Yeah, personal lives, what God's doing in the life of our church, the small C, you know, local church here in Broad Ripple, Indianapolis, and in the capital letter C, the world church, what God's doing globally.
I always hate it when people say the Catholic Church, meaning like the global church, and I'm like, guys, the Catholic Church is not the global church.
Well, it just breaks my heart for all these poor sad sacks who were born into Catholicism, you know?
Can you
imagine?
It's
a heartbreaker for sure because they have to sit there through these boring masses with all these costumes and incense and get up and weird old, you know, archaic stuff when, you know, we have transformed the church into a modern, relevant, you know, it's better than...
It's an experience.
It's better than going to, you know, whatever the best museum in the world is, say the Art Institute of Chicago.
It's better than going to Dogpatch USA.
It's better than anything you can imagine, but to be able to have world-class music and lights and content, you know, where we have influencers on stage who are singing at a higher caliber than you're going to see at the Grammys. We're putting on original films that are better than anything you're going to see at the Academy Awards and so on and so forth. And I feel bad for these Catholics showing up in these crusty old churches where they have to kneel down. I mean, God help you if you have an Achilles problem or an AC. CL that's ready to go.
Seriously.
And meanwhile, you're having to think about Mary and go to confession and do all this pomp and circumstance that Jesus said, guess what? It's not necessary.
Doesn't matter. Have you ever actually been to Dogpatch USA, Hallie?
What is that now?
Oh, it's a place in the Ozarks. You know, when I first came to America, when I was a bit 14 or something on a school trip.
They would send you overseas on a school trip, well, international?
A lot of times they would send us overseas with the hope that we wouldn't come back because the schools are so bad in Australia. But we went to Dogpatch USA in I think it was in Arkansas.
Okay. The Ozark Mountains?
It was the theme park for Little Abner comic strip that had a theme park called Dogpatch USA. I thought it was amazing, Hallie. You can look it up. This is a real thing.
Wow, that sounds so cool.
Everyone go and look up pictures of Dogpatch USA right now. It's better than Disney World.
That's really cool. Because, you know I'm all about making things relevant and fun. You know, just like Twin Hills.
I bet now, because Disney is, you know, so anti-God, I bet Dogpatch USA would be a great place to take the youth.
Oh, yeah. Do they have like a water park? I'm picturing it to be like Dollywood.
No, they don't have that.
So it's not like a Universal or a, you know, Harry Potter land or anything like that?
No, I don't think they have that.
Is it like, are there rides?
You know, I don't think there were any rides.
Are there shows and entertainment?
I think there was a show, but...
Is there live music? Is there lights, dancing?
I think as far as I remember, they're just putting up kind of concrete vignettes of the old comic strip.
Hmm.
And that you can take your picture with.
Did you, as Australians, did you think that was cool just because it's American? Or
well,
were
anything
you...
at that point was going to be cool. We were just in America, you know?
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe that's American and I haven't heard of it. That's
I know. And then
amazing.
I think we got chased out of town by a bunch of, you know, people from Arkansas because they didn't like our accent.
Well, Arkansas is down there in the Bible Belt. So those are good folks. Those are Christian folks.
Yeah, it's really more of like the Bible girdle down there.
Oh, is that right? Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, Hallie, I think that it is on. What were we talking about?
Well, I was hoping you didn't notice that because I had to put on so much of my concealer and foundation today.
Oh, you terrible sunburn.
I have a bit of a burn, you can tell.
It's impossible to not see, Hallie. It's impossible to unsee.
Oh, it hurts something awful.
Why do you have that sunburn that way? And why is there a white, why do you have white print, sort of goggle print on your face? Looks like
well,
you were wearing
ski
goggles.
Well, that's where I didn't get burned because right. I was wearing a sleep mask.
You fell asleep in the sun with a sleep mask?
I fell asleep in front of my SAD light. I have seasonal affective disorder, SAD, where in January, in February, it's excruciating. In March, it's agonizing.
What is
in
that?
April,
you just get sad?
It's gutting. Well, it's called, people refer to it as SAD because it's an acronym SAD.
Oh.
But it also is, you get SAD because it's a lack of light. People get it in Alaska, Norway. So right now, it's dark before 4 p.m. It's dark when I come into work. It's dark when I leave work. I might as well be living in Antarctica. And what that does to my moods, and I don't know if it's hormonal or what, but my moods are straight struggling, Gray. I'm going to be very honest with you. And I become so, desperately depressed, dismayed, disoriented at times, discouraged. It's really hard, and it's because of the lack of light. And so,
disorganized. I mean, have you seen this? Your purse fell over, and I thought,
oh, shoot.
It was a yard sale.
I was hoping that it landed on its bottom, but it turned to its top. So
that's
now
the
I've
biggest
got
purse
beef
I've ever
jerky
seen
on the floor. Oh, thank you. But anyway, so what I'm supposed to do is put my eyes in front of my SAD light. It's a special bulb. You can get them on Amazon, no big deal. But I have to be in front of it with my eyes open, looking into the light so that the light goes into my eyeballs. So it signals to the optic nerve that goes to my brain that, the sun is out and I will survive and everything's going to be okay. And it makes, puts my hormones in balance. It helps my pituitary gland.
Why did you fall asleep with the sleep? You had a sleep mask on under the light.
Well,
so it's not going into
the
eyes.
And I was feeling drowsy, but it felt so bright. And so I ended up just reaching for my sleep mask, slipping it on for a second, but then I did fall asleep in front of the SAD light and then got quite burned, except for my eyes, thank goodness. So it won't contribute to crow's feet. But, so that's why my eyes, I am like a reverse raccoon. I have a white bandit mask on and then a real painfully red sort of blistered, the rest of my face, as if I was, wearing one of those luchador masks or some such. But
yeah, that is shocking, Hallie.
Anyway, thanks for asking.
Yeah, I would consider maybe just trying to not do the light. Maybe don't do the light and definitely don't do it with the sleep mask because it isn't going to give you any of the benefits of doing the light if you've got something over your eyes.
Oh, shoot. You're right.
Anyway, Hallie.
Shoot.
Well, I had something come up this week that I wanted to talk about because I'm sure you've seen in my office, I'm kind of starting a YouTube channel.
Cool. I noticed you had a bigger ring light, and I already thought you had the biggest ring light I'd ever seen.
Right. So I've got
you could jump through that thing at a pep rally.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So I set up my whole office to be my YouTube studio.
Cool.
And I've got all my lights. I've got a really nice camera. I've got my whole Mac computer set up, mics, everything else. And I spent a lot of money on it, Hallie. The guy at the Apple store said, if you're going to do this, if you're really going to be serious about this, you should just go full in and get the tower. So I spent about $5,000 on just the computer plus a monitor. That was $3,500 plus the mics. Those were a couple thousand. And then, I got all this set up and everything because I don't know, at this point, I'm not sure if it's going to be just a YouTube channel, if it's going to be a fitness app, or if it's going to be a podcast or what. But I just knew I needed the stuff. Hallie, I get all this stuff back to my office, and then I read on the Muscular Christianity Substack.
Oh, wow.
That did you know Steve Jobs, the guy that started Apple? Do you know the Apple that's on the Apple computer?
The logo for Apple Macintosh?
Have you noticed that there's a bite out of it?
I never noticed.
Well, there is, Helly.
Oh, really?
And guess what he based that on?
What did Steve Jobs base the Apple on?
Yeah.
What? And scene. If you want the rest of this episode and lots more bonus content ad-free, the best way is to join our Patreon or Apple Premium. You'll get perks like behind-the-scenes pods, voicemails from Gray and Hallie, and you'll join a community. These bonus episodes that we make for you, we will be bringing you things like Day Labonte hijacking the feed with his insights and interviews, or our favorite return guests, and we'll even share live shows with you and more. And I know you hear this stuff all the time, like, hey, for the price of a cup of coffee, you could really make a huge difference for us in our ability to keep bringing you laughs, but it's really true. And hey, it's me, Holly. I'm personally asking you to support the arts and bolster the thing that you love that brings you joy. If we had 1% of our listeners support us, it would be an absolute dream come true. So give it a try and become a supporter on Patreon or Apple Premium or Supporting Cast. Any which way you want to do it, all the links are in the show notes. And thanks for considering it. And thanks again for listening to Mega.